After an NPR investigation, the Department of Veterans Affairs has halted foreclosures for thousands of veterans who were about to lose their homes through no fault of their own. But it turns out there's another whole layer, people who were pushed into loan modifications they can't afford. It's not clear what the VA is going to do to help them, as NPR's Chris Arnold and Quill Lawrence report.
When the VA halted foreclosures last week, that was a big relief to thousands of veterans who are on the verge of losing their homes. But it might be too little too late for people like Edward O'Connor.
You know, they give you promises and then they give you, you know, an empty cup, you know? I'm just kind of disgusted with it all.
O'Connor's 69 years old. He volunteered for the Marine Corps during the Vietnam War. He bought a house in Virginia in 2019 with a loan backed by the VA.
But when COVID hit, his wife lost her job, and they were going to miss a mortgage payment. Their mortgage company told them, though, that that was okay. They could do what's called a COVID forbearance.
She said, well, you know, you sign this, you send it back, we add the payments to the end of your mortgage, blah, blah, blah. You know, your rate won't increase, the payments remain the same. And I said, man, this would be great relief.
But that's not how it worked, because a year ago, the VA ended a program that provided the only path for veterans to get current on their loans again and keep their same low interest rate and mortgage payment.
When the VA ended that program, that stranded thousands of veterans who were still on a forbearance plan with no affordable way to get current on their loans. O'Connor says he was told that he had to come up with upwards of $32,000 to get caught up.
They were going to do a foreclosure on me. Because they said I had to pay this amount of money, and I don't have $32,000.
While this was happening, O'Connor was actually in the hospital getting his leg amputated due to a blood infection he says he got while serving in the Philippines.
Being in and out of the hospital, I mean, I'm talking on the phone, calling people up. You know, it's hard because you're asking for information. It's home at the house. I don't have it with me. I mean, it's just, it was crazy.
We talked to him on a Zoom call. He was wheeling around his house in his new wheelchair. After NPR first reported on thousands of veterans in this situation, the VA halted foreclosures for 6 months.
But this is where that whole other layer of complication comes in. It's looking too late for people like O'Connor because in order to avoid foreclosure, O'Connor says he's already been pushed into a loan modification at today's much higher interest rates. They're over 7%.
So they up my mortgage rate. So I'm kind of like, wait a minute, you guys are really screwing me here. Beginning when I got the home, I was only paying $1,750. You know, now I'm paying $2,400.
O'Connor says it's hard for him and his wife to afford much besides food and keeping the lights on.
Like I make the car payment late, maybe two credit bills late. We don't go to the store that often.
NPR has heard from veterans from Hawaii to Florida to New York who are all telling pretty much the same story.
I can't pay you $4,000 a month of the money I really don't have. And it's Christmas, for God's sake.
I feel like I've been hoodwinked. I feel like I've been scammed almost.
So, like, I'll have a house, but I won't have lights. I won't have gas. I won't have food for my kids.
Those were Air Force vet Mark Dulac, Navy vet Karen Whitley, and Marine Joe Mena.
VA officials say they don't know how many veterans have been pushed into a loan modification that jacked up their payments. This week at a press conference, we asked VA Secretary Dennis McDonough, what about them?
Might there be a way to help some of these people who are not like right now on the verge of foreclosure, but they ended up in a really bad place, and it wasn't the deal that they were promised?
For those veterans in a situation like the one you talked about, Chris, we are here now to help. There may be bigger policy fixes later, but we want them to be in touch with us now. We're also concerned, obviously, to hear that some of our vets feel that they've been misled. So we're looking into that.
Former Marine Joe Mena, who we heard earlier saying it's hard to afford food for his kids, he certainly feels misled.
Mena joined the Marines in 2007 when the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan were raging. He served three deployments and then came home to start a family. He lost work during the pandemic, then heard about forbearance.
I thought that was honestly the coolest thing in the world.
He was told the same thing as others, just defer paying and those missed payments would get shifted to the back end of his 30-year mortgage.
I was like, I don't mind having a 31-year mortgage. That's fine. Like, I'm going to be living this house forever.
But putting the missed payments to the back, that didn't happen.
September of this year, they sent me a statement that said that the forbearance is up. You're now in foreclosure.
He says he was told he either had to come up with $57,000 to catch up, which he doesn't have, or do a loan modification. He says his first payment is actually due today, and it's gone up by more than $1,300 a month.
Mena lost a buddy in a particularly bad way in Iraq, and it still haunts him. He's in therapy twice a week for post-traumatic stress.
I suffer from suicidal ideation constantly. So this is one of the times that this is a type of trigger that would put me in an inpatient facility.
Mena says he grew up with four siblings and a single mom who did her best, but they got evicted from apartments sometimes. This is the first time he's owned a house. And he's exactly who the VA home loan has been for since World War II, veterans who need a leg up into the middle class to help them become homeowners, offer them that stability.
My one goal is to have a house for my kids. I'm trying to keep it all together for the kids that I love and my wife that I love very much. But I'm not together at all.
Mena has no idea if this new program the VA is rolling out is going to help him, since he's already been pushed into this new loan modification that he says he can't afford.
Mena says he's reached out to VA to ask what he should do next, and he's waiting to hear what they say. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough told us anybody who's stuck in a similar situation should be doing just that. Reach out to them at va.gov/housing-assistance. Quill Lawrence.
Chris Arnold, NPR News.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.